Judith Campisi is a cell and molecular biologist who used to be a cancer researcher. More recently, her work at the Buck Institute in Novato has concentrated on what are called senescent cells. These, she explains, are cells in various body tissues that have simply stopped dividing and so cannot become cancerous.
They tend not to die, so they stick around in the body. They also tend to secrete a large number of molecules that affect the neighboring cells. So even though there are never huge numbers of senescent cells in tissues, one cell can affect many, many cells in its surrounding environment.
One of the common results from these secretions is inflammation, a factor in most diseases related to aging. But experiments led by Campisi and others that selectively kill off those senescent cells in mice seemed to result in increased lifespans for the rodents. So a new company, Unity Biotechnology First, has been launched to try and apply this approach to human health. Nathaniel David, who's previously co-founded four other highly profitable biotech companies, is the CEO of the anti-aging startup.
We are building molecules that are very potent senolytic molecules. The word senolytic means selectively clears senescent cells. And we are in the process of choosing precisely which diseases we're going to go after first. We expect to be in humans in the next few years.
One of their first targets, he says, may well be arthritis.
Osteoarthritis is the primary reason it hurts to be old. But if it didn't hurt to be old, that would be a big deal. So we're going to go after stuff like that, where we have a very strong link between these cells and the disease. Once you can get through proof of concept in humans, you then are in a position to adjust your risk profile and go after things with higher risk now that you've proven that these cells are responsible for disease.
Because such a treatment can be very specifically targeted in the body, it may be easier to bring that new drug to market, adds Campisi.
In the joints of osteoarthritic patients, there are a lot of senescent chondrocytes. So a drug that could be injected into a joint as opposed to being given systemically is much easier to get approved than a drug that you would have to, say, inject intravenously or take orally.
And while the drug developers are working on that, Campisi will further investigate how senescent cells may be involved in two other difficult diseases.
We're starting to look now in the brain for Alzheimer's disease indications and Parkinson's disease indications. In Parkinson's disease, we know that astrocytes, the non-neurons in your brain, and those astrocytes can undergo senescence and they can cause what's been termed neuroinflammation, which is a huge risk factor for Parkinson's disease and also Alzheimer's disease.
Despite the promise this approach holds in the eyes of researchers and investors, Unity Biotechnology First still faces some substantial challenges in bringing to market new medicines that are based on it. We'll look at some of those issues in tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.